गौरप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नामिने अतिमर्त्रचरित्राय श्वासितानाञ्च पालिने जीवदुःखे सदार्ताय नाम प्रेम प्रदायिने वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन दी लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन दी लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। एज यू नो टुडे द बर्थ day of my spiritual master Nitya Leela Praveshtong Vishnupad Ashtotar Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. He was a bold speaker and bold preacher, never fear to anyone. Especially, his Guru Nishtha is seen very rare in this world. Always keeping his life in his hand to serve Gurudev. He was a good darshanik, high class of darshanik, philosopher. And in the same time he was a rasik kabi.
Poet.
Generally, in this world we see philosophers, they are nirash, without any rush. Thinking always. But Kavi is very sarash. But our Guru Maharaj was a speciality. He was a sarash poet and also high class of philosopher. He has so many good qualities from beginning of his life. I have seen him how he used to do his Vyas Puja, his birthday. I have seen him on his birthday, first of all, he used to worship his Guru Pad Padma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. And then all Guru Parampara Acharya, then Krishna Panchak, Acharya Panchak, Upasarak Panchak, and Guru Panchak, seven Panchak, how he used to worship. So we know that how to properly honor our Guru Parampara. In Guru Parampara, if one Guru is left, that as a garland, if one is taken, it becomes
broken.
Useless. In such a way, from Brahma coming to Narad, from Narad coming to Vyasadeva, from Vyasadeva, one side Sukadeva Goswami, other side Madhvacharya, and then from Madhvacharya in his Guru Shishya Parampara, Madhavendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, and from Madhavendra, Swarup Damodar, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Advaitacharya, all in this way, from Mahaprabhu, Rup Sanatan, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rup Sanatan, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, then Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rup Sri Gaur Kishor Das Baba Maharaj, Prabhupada, and then so many Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, our Gurudevs, oh, so many.
Swamiji.
They preached in the whole world. So in brief, Sriman Madhava Maharaj will glorify them, my Gurudev, and he will give Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. बसई करब नहीं कुछ हो जाए
Gurudev has told this morning, and we have heard from other Vaishnavas,
When Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur started preaching all over India, then Brahmin who were caste, they thought, oh, the Saraswati Thakur started preaching, then our income will be stopped. So better, if there is no bamboo, there is no possibility of flute. So if we kill him, then none can preach like this. It's a bold preacher. So they make some conspiracy to kill him. During Avati Parikrama, when Parikrama was leading by Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, was in Prabhupada Mayatala, then the Smartha Brahmins, they attacked Prabhupada. He had so many disciples. At that time, all disciples, they think about themselves.
Okay.
But our Param Gurudev, he never took his own life. He took Srila Prabhupada on a house of the house and entered there and told, oh Prabhupada, you can change your dress with me and if I die there is no harm. So then if he be saved, then he will wait for the whole world. Prabhupada was not ready. But Param Gurudev is requesting again and again, no, we must have to do that. So Param Gurudev changed his dress, his quite white dress, to Prabhupada, and he took Prabhupada's sannyas dress. And he sent Prabhupada from there to Mayapur. The local people don't know who is Prabhupada and who is Vinod Babu. By dress, how they can understand? So they thought, any DS is going white cloth, they could not understand, could not figure out. Now, question may arise in our mind, or we may doubt, if Prabhupada is eternal associates of Mahaprabhu and Divine Kapil, he could not save his life. If may doubt may come in our mind, yes, what Prabhupada wants, he can do. But he wants to show the whole world how is Vinod, means Bhakti Pradhan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, near and dear to him, how he must dedicate it to him, want to show the whole world. Otherwise, what he wants, he can do anyway. So by this way, he showed the whole world how Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshav Goswami Maharaj is near and dear to him. Just like in Ramanuj Sampradaya, when Ramanujacharya was preaching, then one Swaiva king became envious to him and wanted to kill him. But his disciple Kuresh changed his dress with his Gurudev. He took his sannyas dress of Ramanujacharya and he put his dress to Gurudev. By this way, he sent his Gurudev away from there and he faced the debate and his eyes lost. But again, by the causeless mercy of Sri Ramanujacharya, he got back his eyes. Same way, our Param Gurudev, since that his incarnation of Kuresh, he can do anything from his Gurudev. Another example, nowadays you have seen Mayapur, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That land was bought by Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur and he engaged Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur during Archan Puja of Sri Gaur Vishnupriya and Lakshmipriya and take over that place. At that time, the Muslim graveyard of so many was there. Prabhupada was thinking how to get rid of this thing. He never told any of his disciples. Param Gurudev, he understood his mood. What he did? He bring some clay pot and planted some flower plant, some fruit plant. Now it became bigger. One night, he took all brahmacharis and took out graveyard and throwing the Ganges and he put there so many trees. If you put new garden, you can see some are going to die, some are this, but he made the trees like 2-3 years old like this he made as before. So it's a clay pot, he break a clay pot and put there. So it seems the garden is for few years. Then Muslim next day they came and found there is no sign of graveyard. This is garden. Then they complained against to Vinod Babu in the police station. Police came and they inquired. Our Param Gurudev told, this is the garden of Mahaprabhu. He has so many years, he never seen any graveyard. How I can see? Then in one night, a big garden, a big tree, is it possible at all? who is comparing your master, a crazy fellow. Yes, this is true. How come in one night, and all teachers since a few years, then they went back and reported, no, this is garden for long years. So many years. By this fulfilling Gurudev, this is a Guru, example of Guru Nishtha. Another example, the Bhajan Kuti and Samadhi place of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Sananda Sukhada Kunja, it was under Lalita Prasad. So one Prabhupada told, there is no one who can take charge of this Srila Bhakti Thakur Samadhi place and Bhajan Kuti, then we can take charge and we can also him. Paramahansa, nothing told to him. He kept his mind and he arranged some men then who can play Sikh very nicely. And he told, you can go ahead and you can mock fight among yourself. Oh, Vinodav is coming and will kill everyone. Run away from here. He wants to take charge of this place. They are going there, they are beating the street and mock fight each other. When they heard Vinodav is coming, Lalita Prasad ran away from there. Without any difficulty, Paramahansa take charge of there and offer to Prabhupada. Prabhupada became very happy. This is another example of Guru Nishtha. He never cared for his own life. How to fulfill Guru's desire? He always ready to do that. By this way, he famous all over Gauriyama and all over the world. When is Navadvip Mot, the one the Gauriyama are under construction, almost finished, then our Gurudev, our Guru Maharaj, Pujabhati Vikramaj, few disciples were sitting, our Paramahansa was telling some Harikatha. One of his godbrothers came and told, this temple is very nice. If there will be any garden, it will be very nice. Paramahansa told, you have not seen any garden. So nice garden, so nice flower, so good fragrance. This fragrance will go all over the world. Where is the garden? Then Paramahansa pointed out, Srila Gurudev, my Guru Maharaj, Pujyabhakti Vikramaj, and Srivit, look, they are living garden. This fragrance will spread all over the world. What he benedict at that time, and what he told at that time, now you can see Srila Gurudev preaching all over the world. How come by the process mercy of our Param Gurudev? He told this is living flower, their fragrance will go all over the world and they never go with doom. In flower in 1-2 days, they will doom, but this flower never doom, spread all over the world. This is prediction, what is going on today. Another his characteristic, he was very presence minded. Whenever someone wants to say something, it seems that he knows that thing as before and be ready to answer him. Once one philosopher came from British, UK. At that time India was ruled over by United Kingdom. So one philosopher, he had heard about Paramahansa and told that, oh, why you are worshipping the black fellow, means Krishna. Then Paramahansa replied, because black has no color. Any color you put is black, black emerges everything inside him. So no one is greatest worshipper than Krishna. So you are worshipping black fellow. So no problem. Then after that he told that why you are serving the white, means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Srimati Radhika. Then Paramahansa replied, if you take all colors, Vijjiyo, in one circle, same amount, and move very fast, you can see only white color, no other color there. So white color has some quality, you can take everyone inside him. So greatness of Mahaprabhu there. Then he told, oh, we are worshipping a coward boy. Then Paramahansa replied, yes, coward much more better than a shepherd, because Jesus is too very thick. So by this way, defeat him. And once in Calcutta, one meeting was going on, and Paramahansa was there, Prabhupada put him coat, pant, everything, to welcome them and other of his, some of his devotees, disciples. When Prabhupada's class was over, they are coming out, someone said, two class was very beautiful. Someone said, no, it's wonderful. Third day, no, it's fantastic. So, then Paramahansa told to ask them, which part of this class you like so much? Then he told, we have some ego that we are very great philosopher, very intelligent, but this is the thing, being a non-English person, how he can speak so high English, even you can understand his language, since his language is so high. Prabhupada not only English language is so high, his Bengali language is so very high, his language is extremely high. Now coming another point of his life, our Paramgurudev and Paramgurujabhad, his Sannyas Guru Srila Bhakti Dr. Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, when they talk each other, all of his godbrothers, disciples of Prabhupada, they became extremely happy. Because our Paramgurudev will establish one point, then Pujjava Sridhar will cut that point and establish another one, new one, again Paramgurudev will cut that one and it's a new one by this, always the way is going on. So all of his godbrothers became extremely happy. So when they meet together, all of his godbrothers used to assemble there to listen from them. One discussion was going on about Upadesamritam. Krishna Kishasya Viritam Manasadriye Diksa Sikhe Pranate Vishya Bhajantam Isam Sushrusaya Bhajanavikam Ananda Manna Nindarishu Namusha Vichita Sangalabdha. Means Krishna Kishasya Viritam Manasadriye. In this slok, that who have ever chanted Krishna, he has to do pranam to him. And if diksha, he has to do pranam and has to honor him. By this way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in his commentary. But Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur told, even one telling Krishna, you can honor him by mind, not by body. If you do so, then he will be popped up and he may derail from. If he is diksha, then honor him by body and mind both. Then the disciples of Prabhupada told, it seems there is some contradiction between Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We think Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is correct. Almost all they support this idea. Then our Paramgurudev, he told, from whom you know about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Prabhupada knows Bhaktivinoda Thakur better than us, or we know better than him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We never associate with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Saraswati Thakur associate with him from his childhood and he knows him better than anyone of this world. What he is telling is completely true, 100% true, only due to our intelligence can understand. Actually, both are same. Like, Krishna is just some anasar diye diksha sichye. You have to take up to this part. If you take only first part, Krishna is just a diritam manasar diye, then it's not complete. Paramahansa told you have to take diksha sichye. How much Prabhupada has taken for first question number, for first point. If you do that, then it will be concise. So by this way, he showed Guru Nishtha towards Prabhupada. Another of his life, his characteristic I am telling.
Oh. Anek log.
There are so many speakers, so Gurudev asked me to speak more. Only I take 2 minutes. Once so many devotees of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was assembled, and someone asked, Jeva Hrishikesh Maharaj, that what is the constitutional form of jiva? Is it fixed or by association will it change? Someone tell, oh, due to association will it change, this and that. Then everyone requests Paramgurudev Jeva, Srila Bhakti Dr. Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, he told no. Jiva's conscious form is fixed, it never will change. Then Srila Sridhar Maharaj asked our Paramgurudev, okay, sir Maharaj, you can speak something about this. The Paramgurudev told yes, Srila Sridhar Maharaj spoke true. Just like if one piece of land on the bank of Ganges, same garden are but different type of seeds, like mango, jackfruit, neem, tamarind, etc. Same climate, same gardener, but when south will come and trees will come, different and fruits will be different. In the same way, by association, jiva sarup never will change, its constitutional form never will be fixed. Then they become, all became very happy. They clapped so much and told, Srila Bhakti Raksha Siddhar Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Prabhupada Keshav Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. By this way they glorify both of them and they top that assembly that day. So now so many speakers, so I am stopping my Pushpan. I am, by this I am offering Pushpanjali, Lotus Feet of Shila, Bhakti Pradhan, Dasan Goswami Maharaj, and I pray to him that his service is Gurudev, such I want to serve Gurudev, same way like he inspired me that I can serve Gurudev, and later on we serve to Param Shila, Shiman Mahapura Haji will see later, first I have to serve Gurudev, then by his mercy, what he wants he can do. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Brajvallabh Prabhu will give Pushpanjali.
In brief, this is a very, very happy day. I will make it short. But no words can describe the happiness of such a day, because we come to glorify an extraordinary personality. In this world, there are so many personalities, but it is very rare to hear about and come across a transcendental personality. It is the appearance day of Nitya Lila Pravishnu Mishnupad Shishamai Bhakti Pragyan Desha Maharaj. He's the great luminary disciple, along with so many other great luminary disciples, for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Srila Saraswati Goswami was like the moon, and he had orbiting stars going around him, and they were reflecting the effulgent light of their spiritual master, Srila Saraswati Thakur. The light that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur brought into this world was reflecting also through them in such a great way. To once, I was actually in the car coming back from a program with Srila Gurudev, and I was thinking that Guru is not a localized factor. We've all heard many times that Guru is a universal conception, Ekanda Guru Tattva, Nityananda, that actually all Gurus are coming from the Supreme Lord Himself, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and they're manifesting at different times for different personalities. But actually, their source is the original Guru, the Supreme Lord Himself. If we can meditate on this a little bit, then the sectarian values, the sectarian concept of my Guru, your Guru, so many differences between Guru will evaporate from our hearts, and everything about Guru will be harmonized internally. This is a vital point for all Vaishnavas to meditate on deeply. Because in this world, nothing can be harmonized externally. We have to harmonize ourselves internally. So how to deal with so many Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, how many great devotees and spiritual masters, how to harmonize it? By realizing that they're all coming from the original source, the Supreme Lord. So I was thinking one day, we were coming back in the car, I was with Srila Gurudev, and I was feeling some inability to connect, not only with both my spiritual masters, but with my Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and all of his disciples. How can I associate with them all at once, all the time? This is natural. Why do we want to be limited? If we only want to live in a finite manner, how can we associate with each other all the time and all of us, so I can glorify them in a deeper way? And he thought for a moment and he said, in my Guru days, when I heard him speaking from the philosophical point of view and cutting so many misconceptions, I saw Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in my Guru days. And then he said, and when I heard him speaking on the Rasa Shastras, I could perceive the presence of Srila Rupa Goswami in my Guru, like this. So, this is a little difficult for us to grasp, but if we want to go a little deeper in our Krishna conception, we have to learn to recognize the previous acharyas in our Guru, and then we'll have some appreciation of our Guru, and then we'll have a little more appreciation of the previous acharyas. Why cannot they manifest in the personage of our Guru who is present? Why can't we perceive Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Guru Kishordas Bhakti Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and so many luminaries? Why can't we perceive them in the person of our Guru? If we can do this, we will feel connected with the whole Guru Parampara and will never feel separated. So there's many, many points on Guru Tattva, and it is not such an easy thing. According to our level of adhika, or inner depth and maturity in spiritual life, we will see the Guru transform into actually something deeper and quite different than what our fleshy eye is normally envisioning. And we want this vision for spiritual upliftment and inspiration. Maybe I should leave it there. There are many other speakers. Om Namah.
Dinbandhu Prabhu.
So much. Also, I would like to offer my 30-30 Dandabhat Pranams unto my beloved Dikshi Guru, Srila Gaura Govinda Swami. Some of you who knew, others who didn't have the experience to meet. I know that you, with the experience of Srila Gurudev, that you're actually having this association all the time. Mukham Kroti Bachalam, Pandam Langay Tepe, Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande, Sri Guru Nathim Bharam. So, a few weeks ago it was the Guru Puja, Vyasa Puja Festival of our beloved Sri Gurudev. At that time, Gurudev asked me to say something, and I mentioned my Guru Maharaj's insistence on this, not Guru Tapa, but Sri Guru Tattva. The Guru isn't just simply a teacher. Real Guru is Sri Guru. He is a direct manifestation of the mercy of Srimati Radhika. So, Rajabhava Prabhu was very expertly describing how all the previous acharyas are present in our Gurudev. So, when my Guru Maharaj was on the planet, he preached vehemently this Guru Tattva. We know that Guru is Hari Tvaina. He is non-different from Krishna, non-different from Hari. So many people are feeling that, oh, I have been anointed as Guru, the leader, the teacher for my community, my Sangha. Therefore, this verse, Saksha Hari Tvaina, I'm non-different from Krishna. Therefore, I'm Guru, therefore this verse is for me. My Guru Maharaj said, this is completely bogus. He said, only that Guru who is a manifestation of the mercy of Srimati Radhika, that person is Sri Guru. For him, this verse is relevant. For others who are accepting position of guru or teacher, this verse is not for them. So in that light, when my Guru Maharaj left this world, or apparently came to leave this world, I came to be very fortunate to take the shelter of our Srila Gurudev. And some of my god brothers were assisting to me. Why have you gone outside? Why have you left your Gurudev and gone to another? And my answer to them was that Guru is present everywhere. My Guru Maharaj said, those people that say that Prabhupada is not present, they're fools. They don't understand. And he thumped his desk. He's so hard when he hit things. Like this, he said, my Gurudev is right here. And he pointed to the picture of his Guru Maharaj. He said, my Guru Maharaj has never left me. So, when I came to Srila Gurudev, I was a little perturbed. How can I leave my Guru and come to Gurudev? And I asked this of Gurudev, how is it possible that I can take my love from Gurudev and my Guru Maharaj and give to Gurudev? His simple reply was, to me, was, in time you'll understand. So, as time has gone by, I've realized that my Guru actually doesn't exist. I don't have a Guru. But my beloved Guru, Srila Guru Govinda Swami, he has been so merciful that he's allowed me to come into his association and touch his presence. And he has never left that presence. He has always remained here. And Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Srila Bhakti Prajna Keshav Maharaj, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Kapoor, and all the previous acharyas, all the way back to Sri Nityananda, are sitting right in front of us right now. This is a Kambi Guru Tattva. Not that my Gurudev is here and I'm worshipping him, and when he leaves, he's given me everything, so I need not go any further. But I'll take some shiksha, some instruction. It's not like that. Sri Guru is there for us all the time, if we want to grab hold. Unfortunately, I can't grab hold of the mercy. But one thing my Guru Maharaj has left me, with me, is this feeling that he is always present, and that all the previous acharyas are manifest personally, directly, in the personality of Sri Guru Dev. So on this day, the transcendental, auspicious day of the appearance of Srila Bhakti Prajna Keshav Maharaj, we can be 100% certain that he is sitting before us right now, hearing us and directing us through the association of our beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. So at this point, I'd like to offer my koti koti dandava pranams unto all the previous acharyas, and sitting right before us unto our beloved Gurudev. May he and all the previous acharyas always remain with us, and in present and future, come into our association and keep guiding us in this way.
Harinath Prabhu will speak something.
First of all, I offer my humble obeisances unto the Lord's feet of my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivra Kacharya Ashtakata Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. After that, I offer my humble obeisances unto all the Rupanava Guru Varga, Acharyas in our line, all the pictures of there, the ones that we know very well. Also, I offer my humble obeisances unto Vidali sannyasis, Shripad Maharaj, other brahmacharis, senior Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, guests, who have come today to hear the glories of Sri Guru. Today is the auspicious day, appearance day of Nityananda Pravishta Om Srila Bhakti Prakhyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. I know that there are many amongst you, ladies and gents, who have so many good, wonderful jewels in their heart which they want to share with us. Yeah. So I feel very fortunate that Gurudev has ordered me to speak something, although I am not qualified, but by his kindness, his mercy, I have heard some things which I want to share with all of you. We heard so many wonderful glories already from Shripad Narad Maharaj, Shripad Prajabalabha Prabhu, Shripad
Vinodha
Prabhu, yeah, Lord Guru Tattva, very, very beautiful. It is said in Shastra that very rare in Kali Yuga, this age in which we are living, that the age of quarrel, hypocrisy, people are making a problem out of everything, anything, even if there's no problem, they will make a problem. Because their minds are always disturbed. Mind is never at peace. Living at peace is very, very unfortunate. So how to overcome our misfortune? Is there no God? If nobody is interested in our welfare, our happiness? So in Shastra has described how the living entity manifesting from Krishna's special Shakti, Tatrashtra Shakti. Yeah. He comes to this world. Why? Because he wants to be happy. But due to his minuteness, he is unaware, yeah, how to benefit really from what he perceives around him. He is incomplete. Although by nature he is completely transcendental, spiritual, yeah, also by his particular nature he has the ability to make a choice how to be happy. So coming in this world he wants to be happy. Then he meets so many teachers, well-wishers, parents, friends, others who will tell him, I know how to make you happy, yeah, how we will be successful in life. Yeah, I know how to solve all your problems. Residents of countries, they promise their citizens how to solve the problems. Parents, they will tell their children, you'll be happy later on in life. Just go to school, just do as we tell you. Little, yeah, does the living entity understand how to obtain his real happiness. Only if by great good fortune he will meet a real spiritual master. And even among so many spiritual masters in Kali Yuga, Lord Shiva is telling to Parvati, there are many, many gurus in Kali Yuga. They are very expert at taking your money. Yeah, very expert. But very rare is that guru who can take away your material attachments. Very rare. So such a guru is our beloved Gurudev, who was come in the line of Srila Bhakti Prakhyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, who was surrounded, as we have heard, by jewels, by diamonds, by full moons. Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, these were all contemporaries of Srila Bhakti Prakhyan Keshava Maharaj. What do we know about them? Only what we have heard from our Gurudev, who was an associate of them, who was intimately associating with them. How? By serving them with his life. Yeah. This is what is the instruction, the advice of a real guru. Coming in Rupanuga Guru Varga, Srila Bhakti Prakhyan Keshava Maharaj. If we want to obtain our real benefit, if we want to become detached from this world, not only that, if we want to obtain Bhagavad Prem, very rare that guru who can get that. But how to obtain that? By intimate Vishramba Seva to Sri Guru. And as we have heard, who is Sri Guru? Guru Tattva. Not just
manifesting in that one person, although he is present in front of us, but he is manifesting again and again in so many wonderful personalities. How the living entity in this world, searching, craving for happiness, calling out, "Oh God, God, where are you?" Isn't it? When we are in trouble, when we are suffering so much, living entity crying out, "God, why you don't come to help me? Why I have to suffer so many miseries?" Not knowing that God is always lamenting, unhappy. Why he's not interested in me? Why she is running away from me? I have to devise any trick to come and catch these living entities. Krishna comes personally. He shows us the unique transcendental nature of his pastimes. 5,000 years ago, how he displayed his pastimes, but still we don't understand because of our lusty, materialistic nature. Then he comes again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all his associates. And then, even then, he manifests constantly in Sri Guru in order to inform us, "I am your best friend. Come with me," as Gurudev is telling. "Anyone who comes to me," as Gurudev is telling, "I can never stand in the way." One time we were in Govardhan with Parikrama, Brajamanda Parikrama, very little room, Gurudev. Also Puchipad, Dhritikara Maharaj, always with us. Their rooms are so little, but crowded. Yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8 Brahmacharis sleeping with them. Then I was so surprised. Yeah, how this is possible? It will be inconvenient for Gurudev. Yeah. When Gurudev is telling, "Don't worry, yeah. I want that everybody should be in my room. Yeah? I have taken everyone in my heart." Yeah? This is the nature of the real Guru. Yeah? He cares, he has so much sympathy, so much concern for all living entities. And what does he want them to obtain? Prema Bhakti, Bhagavad Bhakti. How to obtain that? By following the process of Mahaprabhu, chanting the holy name, Sri Harinam. Yeah? So these personalities are very, very rare. And how do we know? Yeah? There are some symptoms. From birth, we can see how a great personality is manifest. Srila Bhakti Pratyam Keshava Goswami, when he was very young, yeah, we can perceive what a great personality he is by the symptoms. His mother, he was born in a family of zamindar, which is landlords. They would look after big properties of land. So from young age, he would go to school and his mother would give him some pocket money to buy anything, chana or whatever, for breakfast or lunch. So with his friends, he made a committee. Yeah. And they all chipped in that money which they received from their parents for their tiffin. Yeah. And what they did? They made a plan how to help those who are in need. Yeah. Elderly persons who are sick, who cannot look after themselves. So this was their committee. So one day, Srila Bhakti Pratyam Keshava's mother was waiting that he should come home for evening. Dinner. He used to be always very punctual, in time for dinner. So it became late, and his mother became very worried. What happened? Why he's not coming? Yeah. It became later and later, and more anxiety. Mothers, they can share that with this concept. Yeah. When the children are not coming home, how much you feel? Maybe something happened. Why they're not coming? So finally, she became very worried, and we know his name at that time. Yeah, he came home, and his mother was ready with stick to punish him. "Why did you come home so late?" Yeah. So, as he came in, his mother took his hand and all the stick. "Why you come home so late? Yeah, you naughty boy." Yeah. Then very humble, Vinod was telling, "Mother, please, don't be upset. I went to one lady who has cholera, and we made a committee to look after those who are in need, those who are not able to look after themselves. We take some money that you have given us, and we buy some medicine for them. So today we went to that lady and we helped her, and so I became lay. And his mother started to cry. So we can see how the symptoms are there, great personalities. From their young age, they are simply interested to help others. So this nature is in all of us, because it is a spiritual quality to help others. And it becomes fully, it blossoms completely in the personality of Sri Guru. How kind they are. We are worried about so many petty things, as Prajapalava Prabhu explained. We are thinking, my guru, my this, my that, and in this world we have so many conceptions, but really, Guru, Sri Guru comes to give us the correct conception that we are all one family. We are Krishna's children, and we are simply there to become happy in the association of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. How? By serving them. How to serve them? By following the example of our Gurudev, by giving our everything, our mind, our body, our words, our life, for his service. If we want to please Krishna, how do we know who's Krishna? Only by the mercy of Sri Guru. Annabilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anabritam anyat anukulena krishna nishidanam bhaktir uttama. How to do that which pleases Krishna? Only when we see Sakshat Haripena, as Prabhu explained. Gurudev is the direct manifestation of Krishna. If we want to please anyone in this world and we have the opportunity to be in the association of Sri Guru, we should not waste any other second and take shelter. Be in his presence and serve Guru and Vaishnavas, and our life will be successful. So sometimes we are hearing, oh, this guru is separate from this guru, in our limited conception only. How do we know? If we hear only from Sri Guru, we can know. Like that some followers of Srila Bhakti, Rakshak Srila Maharaj, may think, oh, your Gurudev is separate, we don't want to hear from him, we don't want to associate with him. Some followers of Srila Bhakti, Vedanta Swami Maharaj, may think also like that, but little do they know how these great personalities, how they were serving together their Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, from beginning, And after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada left the vision of the mortal souls, still they were serving together. Srila Bhakti Prithyan Keshna Maharaj, he personally looked after his godbrother, Param Pujya Pakshita Sridhar Maharaj, providing some piece of land for him to build a Bhajan Kutir. How we see, how he influenced the whole world from that place. He never even left India. Hardly he left even Srinavadvipa, but the whole world knows the glories of Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, from beginning, after Srila Bhakti Prithyan Keshna Maharaj started full-on preaching, after 5 or 6 years after the departure of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he formed a society, Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Who were the founding members of that society? We don't know. But we hear from our Gurudev who they are. One of them was Abhay Charanarinda, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. So from beginning, they had such intimate relationship. How they associated with each other. So how do we know anything unless we hear from the proper source and we really understand how they have all come in a party to rescue us, to save us, to invite us, come and join, be happy and practice this process. Don't worry for anything. Join this family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, next day, and tell everyone to do the same. So this is the glory of Sri Guru, how he brings the message of Mahaprabhu and how they come and in one line without any interruption. Anyone who cannot recognize that our Gurudev is in the same line than all the other gurus, he's blind, he's unfortunate. Respecting Vaishnavas, respecting Sri Guru, this is the natural quality which develops in the heart of a sincere bhakta. How unfortunate if we cannot recognize that. And how fortunate if we can recognize that. So we are very, very fortunate to have the association of our beloved Gurudev, to hear really from him the glories of this process of Krishna consciousness as it has been given by our Guru Parampara and one of the great heroes,
thank
Guru
you.
Parampara, Srila Bhakti Pratyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. Today I pray that you will always come to be in the present association of our beloved
Any Kirtan.
And one day I will become a sincere follower. Hare Krishna.
Quickly. You want to sing? You want to sing?
Thank you.
Congratulations. You have heard from Sriman Madhava Maharaj, Brajvallabh Prabhu, Brajnath Prabhu, Dinbandhu Prabhu, the glorification of my Gurudev. He took birth in a very religious family. His father, mother was Vaishnava. Especially the nature of his mother came in my Gurudev. So boy from boyhood, who was a stray manager. In boyhood he used to go with his father where Gita, Bhagavat and other classes were going on. You have heard that in his boyhood phase, when he was reading in lower classes, how he made a community, society, that they should serve poor. There was what their mother and father used to give them for breakfast, said, don't use to take breakfast, but use to serve poor and needy persons. One day, a very poor lady, widow, he had no money, but he was attacked with cholera. No one was going to her to look after. When our Guru Maharaj heard, then he told to his community, society, and he came forward and he went to doctor, brought doctor, and anyhow, salt water was given and she became pure. It took about 9 p.m. in night. When he returned back, he saw that his mother with a stick is waiting for him to beat him. Oh, wicked boy, where you were? I cannot tolerate. Then, Vinod Bihari Brahmachari told, mother, we have an organization. And what you give me for breakfast, we collect it. And by that, we serve poor. Today, an old lady, very poor, no money, and attacked with cholera. I went to doctor, brought doctor, and anyhow, when she became somewhat okay, then I kept other boy there, and I am coming now. Seeing this, his mother, his stick fell down from her hand and began to weep, and then told, in future, I will not chastise you. So from beginning, he was like so. When at the age of about 16, he was reading in nearby Daulatpur College. And from there, he was transferred to Calcutta in a college. But there, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a poem. Jivera Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das, Krishna Tatasa Sakti Bheda Bheda Prakash. They wanted to clarify, but it was not clarifying. Then our Guru Maharaj, being a student, what is Achinta Bheda Bheda and what is Transcendental Sarupa of Jiva, everything he explained to them, and all students and professors and principals became very influenced by him. Then he thought, what they can teach me? And he left the college and came to Prabhupada first time at the age of 16, and he took Harinam from Gurudev. And again he went to college, but very soon after 2 years, he returned back to Prabhupada, giving up everything, father, mother, property, and other things. He joined the movement of Srila Prabhupada and he began to serve. How he served, how he was Guru Nishtha, Madhva Maharaj has told something you have heard. Especially when he came, he changed the position of Mayapur. As you have heard, influence of Muslims, they had made a burial ground there, and how he in a one night he threw them out and planted big trees. Flowers and trees there, and in the morning all the Muslim camps. What happened? Where is that our burial ground? Then can you, where burial ground?
We never see.
You don't see that so many big trees? They are from 5, 6, 7 years. This is not a burial ground. This is a garden of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he went to court, police came, and Guru Maharaj told her, you can see, this is not a garden of 1, 2 days. Then they discharged the case, and in this way, in so many ways, he served his Gurudev. At the time of Prabhupada, he used to beg door to door in Calcutta, here, there, on stations, on platforms, in train. One day, our Guru Maharaj, being a very soft, vadi, son of a jamindar, taking a box without shoe or anything, in so hot season, sun was on head, and he was keeping his head on a tree root, and he was sleeping. Prabhupada Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was going, and his driver pointed out, see how Vinod is sleeping here. Then tears came in the eyes of Srila Prabhupada. He was at the time of Prabhupada, once a debate was going and Prabhupada was there. There was some friction in Paramananda Prabhu and our Gurudev. They are very bosom friend, but anyhow, so Prabhupada told, you should glorify Paramananda. Then, Guru Maharaj quoted a slok, Paramananda.
Mukankarati vachalam pangulam hate grim tatipa tamangabande
Paramananda madhavam. And then, he brought for example Vedanta Sutra and so many things.
And from Bhagavad also,
Aho Bhagam, Nanda Gop Brajauksham, Janmitram Paramanandam Purudabram. So Paramananda also became very happy. And both Prabhupada told that you should now again be like friend. And Prabhupada told that, in my library, I have so many Vedanta books. I think that anyone in my disciples are not,
qualified.
They don't want to study Vedanta. So I'm giving to you study and preach that this Vedanta is Bhakti Tattva. Govinda Bhashya has been done. So it is a Bhakti Grantha, not Mayabad or Advaitbad Grantha. So Guru Maharaj kept his society name Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Not only, he kept three sannyasi first, Pujapad Baman Maharaj, Tribhikam Maharaj and myself. We are three first sannyasis. He kept the name Bhakti Vedanta Baman, Bhakti Vedanta Tribhikram, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan. Then all told, why you are doing so? Why Vedanta? Then he told, Prabhupada has told like that. And he himself kept the name Ashi Bhakti
Vedanta Swami Maharaj.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, he kept Abhayacharana Arvind Prabhu, he kept that name. So he kept. So, you know, one day in Ekadasi, he has so many God brothers with him in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Bagh Bazar, Bospara Lane, Calcutta. When he established Abhayacharanar Prabhu, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj was there. Pujapad Baman Maharaj was there. Somewhere there. Then, there on Ekadashi, his god brother one came. He was fond of very delicious prasadam. So Guru Maharaj thinking, I have not a single pie. How should I?
Serve him.
Prasadam. Delicious. He was thinking. And he was keeping on feet, on other feet, and like those. In the same time, he saw that a bird from room, she took some Indian paisa and left in a, banded in a cloth, wrapped in a cloth. He took that money, paisa 4 anna, and he counted. Oh, and then at once he sent Baman Maharaj, go to market and bring some sweet. And then he went. And then he gave it to his guru, god brother. In the meantime, a postman came and, who is Keshav Maharaj? Oh, from Burma,
Rangoon.
Giri Maharaj has sent 100 rupees to him. And Guru Maharaj became very happy. Oh, I believe in Krishna. He can save the Lajja of Draupadi. And he always saves his
devotee.
Those who are taking his shelter. How he will not save me in this way? And then he began to preach in Bengal, here, there. And there, in preaching, in a village, in a town, Srirampur, he found a book. Oh, that book was
Lanka Sutra. Lanka Sutra.
Lanka Sutram. And Ravan is the, in the Treta Yuga, he was a preacher of Advaitvad Mayavad. Shankar, in his parampara, Shankar. And then he wrote Mayavad ki Jivani, Vaishnava Vijay. In English it is printed. Very high class of philosophy, cutting all the argument of Shankaracharya. It is. We see that in a very couple of years, He preached his mission all over India, Assam, Bengal, UP, here and there, established so many mutts, wrote books, printed the books, Jaiva Dharma and all the books of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and others. And very soon, he gave sannyas to all, so many, and we began to preach whole world loud night. In this way, we see that philosophers, they don't be rasik. Rasik, you know? Rasik. Guru Maharaj at a time, rasik kavi and high class of philosopher. He was also organizer. He established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, and in a couple of years he preached everywhere, and he trained us, Pujyapad Bhavan Maharaj, Trivikram Maharaj, myself, and so many. And by his mercy, preaching here, there. In the meantime, in Mathura, Abhay Charanar Prabhu went there penniless. He was manager of Bengal Chemical, very rich company. After that he left and he started his own company in Allahabad. It was failed. Then he started a medical shop. Oh, it was also stopped. Then he became penniless. His wife told that you should go away from home. His children also. And then penniless he was here and there selling his own medical something, medicine. And then he came to Mathura. I saw him and I brought him to our mutt. And there Guru Maharaj also came. I requested that, oh, Prabhu should be given sannyas. He is very qualified. And then Gurudev gave him sannyas. And after sannyas, he began to preach and went to whole world. How, why he took sannyas from him? Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj was there. So many, Tirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj of Mayapur, he was also. But he selected. Oh. From beginning, they were very bosom friends. So Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, oh, he knew how high class of philosopher, and he is. So he took only from sannyas from him. And then couple of years he preached over the whole world, established so many preaching centers, and wrote so many books, published Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita as it is, so many. So in few years. So our Guru Maharaj, when he, at the time of Prabhupada, one day he was there with his Pishima.
Auntie.
Saroj Basini. Oh, she was the first lady to have initiation from Srila Prabhupada. With her, he went to take the darshan of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. At that time, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was in a latrine room. So much bad smell coming. But he has closed the doors. Even district magistrate, police officer, municipality chairman came and requested that we are making you a very good bhajan kuti. You should come out of this bad latrine. Oh, I'm very sick. I cannot open the door. He was thinking the smell of Bishai. Bishai, you know?
Sanjaya.
Oh, it is more than this. Words. Here, no one is disturbing me, no one comes to me, and I am happy here and chanting and remembering. Then, our Guru Maharaj with Saroj Basini, Pishima and other one, they came and told, Babaji Maharaj, we have come to your darshan, please open the door. Oh, I am very sick, I cannot open. Then our Guru Maharaj told that our Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has sent to take your darshan. Saraswati has sent. He opened the door and they went inside. And then Guru Maharaj did pranam to him. He told, you should boldly preach everywhere the mission of our Gurudev, Parampara, and what Krishna has told in Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should preach everywhere. If any difficulty, problem will come, I will take on my head. Don't fear. So Guru Maharaj used to tell this story, weeping, that then I became very bold and everywhere I went to preach. Any problem used to come, and by the mercy of Gaur Krishotas, all going back. In this way, he preached mission, and after Prabhupada, he had to left, give up Gaudiya mission, and then he started his own Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Very soon, he established so many preaching centers, printed so many books, especially he has written Prabhupada Arati, and also he has written Mangal Arati. Oh, very excellent. In his this Mangal Arati, all sweet pastimes of Nishant Leela. Nishant, before sunrise, Arunodaya, that Radha Krishna sleeping in Kunja, and Mayur Sukadi, Suk Sari, they are in sweet glorification of Radha and Krishna. They want to awake them. And also, he telling that Mangal Arati, that Lalita is worshipping them. Peacocks, also cuckoo birds, are dancing and singing. Sukh Sari, Sukh glorifying Krishna, Sari glorifying Radhika. He has written all the mysterious things that has been written for Nishant Leela. Anyhow, any man can think how he can do this, because he was strictly against all these things to preach the name of Radhika. They should not be Sahajiya. And why he wrote himself? I have seen in his life, I was from 1946 to end, always serving him. I know him very well. How his heart was so much to Radha Krishna conjugal. So in this Mangala Arati, he has invested all his sweet pastimes. In his Prabhupada Arati, very excellent. Sarvatra Prachardhup Saurabh Manohar. Means, in the first we do by
incense stick,
Agarbatti. What is that? O Prasad. His very sweet fragrance goes here and there. And Prasad, by preaching, everywhere that Sugandha going. And Baddha Mukta Alikul Mukta Charachar. I by that preaching, Pujyapad Siddhan Maharaj, Pujyapad Ban Maharaj, Bhakti Vilas Tit Maharaj, Arlomi Maharaj,
Saranga Goswami Maharaj,
hundreds of very excellent, very intelligent and learned scholars came. What you see, we also came by preaching, otherwise how you can? And we also, collecting here also in this Australia, in Mombalamba, you see so many, only by preaching. And Bhakti Siddhanta Deep Jaliya Jagate. And then Deep, what is Deep? Bhakti Siddhanta everywhere preaching. Panchara Seva, five bhakti are given. Are giving in five. What are they? Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhur. Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, and Madhur. By preaching, they are giving to all. Those who are qualified for Madhur, like Gopi, they are giving Gopi. Like Mother Yashoda, Bhakatit Vinodhara, Jalashankhadhar. What is that? Bhakti Vinod Thakur Dhara. From Bhakti Vinod Thakur, this Dhara coming. After Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, everything was good coming in Parampara. But after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a dark age come in Gaudiya this Parampara. And no powerful preachers. So Vaishnava became Sahajiya, all top to bottom. They never knew the good Siddhant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they became Sahajiya. They used to sing and play Mridanga where a man is dead and following them. Only this. No preaching, nothing. Then Bhakti Bhin Thakur came. And what he did, he wrote so many books. He printed Chaitanya Chaitanya's other books. He wrote so many books. And how he discovered the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mayapur, by the help of Jagannath
Das Babaji Maharaj.
Vaishnava Sarvam, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And how gave his son and devotee Srila Prabhupada, who preached everywhere. Now in whole world that preaching is going, root cause is Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So it is going on, it will go away, go forever. Sarvadmai Ghanta, what is that? Brihad Mridanga. Brihad Mridanga, you know, this is Mridanga. Brihad mein printing press by publishing everywhere. So he used to write like this. Whenever anyone criticized Srila Prabhupada, he used to become very furious. Once Saudi, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one disciple, was there and he established his own group. In their group, anyone told, Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur is Tattvabid. He is not Rasik. If ripened mango, he does not know the taste of that sweet mango, he only choose the seed of that mango. Don't know sweetness. Then our Guru Maharaj became very serious and wrote in his Gaudiya Patrika, Shauri Shala Bhite Galad and so many things. And they were very disturbed, they could not answer. They filed a suit in court. And I requested Guru Maharaj, it is the question of prestige. You should give a very high class of advocate. Then Guru Maharaj took, and the case was learned. Our advocate told, do you know I am coming from Calcutta? From High Court I am coming. To establish what he has told right. These Sahajiya, they don't know, and they keep widow, and thus they do bhajan. At last, they pardon.
Ask forgiveness,
and then court was. Also, once in Vrindavan, Nimbark Sampradaya told, Mahaprabhu was initiated by Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Bharati, he gave sannyas. So, not hiding this fact, Keshav Kashmiri has initiated him by Gopal Mantra. Then Guru Maharaj told me, oh, right. And he dictated, and I wrote then. Oh, there was no Nimbark, anyone. He is only Kalpit.
Imaginary
person. How he can initiate? Imaginary person. And then this suited a court file, but their advocate told, oh, go and don't disturb him, otherwise a snake will come and bite you. And thus they became silent. In this way, he preached the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And by the mercy of Srila Gaurakeshav Das Babaji Maharaj, that he has told to him. There are so many glorifications. In one day, two day, I cannot finish. But time is now over. So I am finishing by this. And doing pranam, bancha kalpataru bhasya kripa sindhu bhaiva cha patitanam pavani bhu vaishnava.